Phoenix FM at Brands Hatch, and the pleasure of being joined by another veteran racing driver. Is that a good word to use?
That's an excellent word, yeah.
Good. So Tony Trimmer is here with us, and you, again, I mean, you cut your teeth in Formula Ford, and as a designer mechanic, you built your own car then as well.
I did indeed. I was headhunted because I was looking after a Formula 3 champion. I was headhunted by Frank Williams, who was just starting off with a construction of race cars. And while I was working for him, I built my car around a written-off Formula 3 chassis, and I designed a lot of the parts. Finally got it together in about Easter of 68, and a bit late for the beginning of the season, but joined about 3 months late, and then went through the season racing against all the likes of Emerson Fittipaldi, James Hunt, and countless other Formula One stars that were in the future then.
But not all of the future Formula One stars were working their way through in Britain, really, then, weren't they?
Yeah. My chief opposition was Tim Chenkin as well, you know, who used to drive for Brabham.
Yeah.
And my home-built car, as I call it, started beating him towards the end of the year, but I hadn't accumulated enough points to win the championship, so I finished second to him, yeah.
And then from there, you worked your way through the ranks then as a professional racing driver.
Yes, then Frank actually did some sponsorship for me, and he did a deal with Titan Constructors.
Yeah.
And I ran a Titan Formula Ford in 69, and rather silly, I tried to do two different championships, so meant missing rounds in each to do two, and I finished second in both championships. So. And then got headhunted to do F3 for 1970, which I won the Formula 3 Championship and the famous Monaco Grand Prix backing race.
Fantastic. Which, of course, is still popular even now, really. I mean, certainly as a support race. Those were the days, still even now, where the likes of Poe as well, there were Formula 3 cars were raced all over.
Yeah, Poe was another one of my favourites. I like street circuits. I finished second there to the French champion, won at Monaco, and as you say, it's still the race to win, backing the Grand Prix. It's now GP3 and GP2 and all the rest of it, but backing race to the Grand Prix is the race to win. And you get invited to the GP driver's dinner that night, and my hotel gave me a suite overlooking the sea, and I got the key to Monaco, so everywhere I went was free.
Wow.
Great memories.
Yes, absolutely. And where did you go from there then?
I then went to Brazil for a winter series with Lotus for Formula 3. Unfortunately, during that period, the whole scene changed overnight because they lifted the ban on commercial advertising on race cars. Up until then, you could only advertise products you were using on the car, like Dunlop tyres, Champion spark plugs. They opened it up to anything. You could put Kellogg's cornflakes on the car, whatever.
Yeah.
When I came back from Brazil, I had about four F2 teams talking to me. But they were all saying that, we've got so-and-so from Italy with £30,000 and so-and-so from Brazil with another huge amount of money. Can you raise any money at all? I don't know how to.
No.
I got one of the last F2 teams to hold a drive for me was the team just before the Easter Monday race at Thruxton. And the night before the race, they said, we've got somebody and they're paying us a lot of money. I'm sorry, but we can't do a deal. And I got a little bit left in the sidelines. I just took one-off drives for the rest of that year in various cars. Went back to F3 again in 72 with Lotus. And they built an extraordinary car that didn't really work. And I had one win, and I finished second at Monaco again, another good race there. And then the team got disbanded through the year. So back to looking for one-off drives again.
Yes.
And eventually I got into Formula 5000 cars. And then finally, when British Formula 1, the series that ran the same cars as Grand Prix racing. I managed to find some sponsorship for that and won that series 2 years running, one in a McLaren and one in a Surtees Formula One car. And from that point onwards, the money ran out again, as usual. Just do one-offs here, there and everywhere. Yeah. I did a race in Denmark last year and not much else, you know. But I've got some drives coming up again next year, I hope. I'm still racing.
You are still racing. Still racing. And well, it's great to see you here at Brands Hatch. You must have raced around here a few times through the years.
Oh, I wish I had as many pounds as the times number of laps I've driven here, yeah. The best circuit in the world, the Grand Prix circuit especially, yeah.
So you've won at Monaco, and this is the best circuit in the world.
This one and Suzuka. Well, I've raced a few times at Suzuka. I think that possibly takes the edge for the best circuit in the world. But I like street circuits, and I like this Grand Prix circuit.
There is something about here, isn't there? The magic of France.
Yeah, I mean, even the Indy circuit is fantastic because you can see so much, you know, it's got the different undulations, which makes it interesting.
Yeah.
Paddock Bend, the most famous bend in the world.
Yes.
Most scary bend in the world. If you do it right, you feel great. If you do it wrong, you pay the penalty.
Yeah. Well, here with Paul Golder, I mean, I was explaining the one thing, because I've been here loads and loads of times, but I mean, ultimately coming here as a kid and just really appreciating it. The circuit hasn't changed that much, and someone here their first time, they can really appreciate it as well. Yeah. You can just, you don't get any idea on TV, do you, of the undulation almost of Paddock Hill Bend? Yeah.
My dad introduced me to motor racing by bringing me to Brands Hatch.
Yep.
And I just stood at Paddock Bend in awe the whole day. And that started me off, actually. And also Stirling Moss started me off, because I went to Goodwood the year he crashed. And he was several laps down because he'd had to stop in the pits. And he'd unlapped himself once, and I just couldn't believe the speed he was going. And then he had his accident. So I've always said to Stirling when I see him, you started me off in motor racing, you know, because I was in awe again watching him race.
Absolutely. Well, look, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
No, that's a pleasure. My pleasure.
And best of luck with the races in the future you've got coming up.
I'm still racing. I'm not giving up. I'd race more regularly if I could, you know, but it's a costly business, and the money should go to the youngsters. I realise that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.